WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The latest Halloween costume controversy happened at Virginia Military Institute last week. We'll take a look at the campaigns across Virginia and the importance of voter turnout as we approach Election Day in Virginia. And as another season of enrollment begins, a look at the health insurance markets in the state. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, November 6th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
School officials at the Virginia Military Institute say a cardboard replica of President Trump's proposed border wall created by several cadets as part of a Halloween costume contest was, quote, offensive and in poor taste. The Roanoke Times obtained a video showing three cadets inside large boxes standing side by side. Trump's wall was written across the boxes, as were the words keep out and a derogatory term for Mexicans. The wall was voted best costume during a Halloween party Tuesday night, an annual VMI-sanctioned event in the barracks. The college in Lexington said in a Facebook post that its leadership, quote, does not tolerate this type of behavior and is addressing the matter. It did not give specifics. Spokesman Stuart McInnes says no disciplinary action has been taken. Also, Republican Ed Gillespie and Democrat Ralph Northam both claim momentum is on their side in the final days of Virginia's high-stakes, closely watched race for governor. Gillespie and Northam are racing across the state Monday after a weekend spent trying to rally supporters ahead of Election Day. Allied groups and political parties on both sides are touting unprecedented get-out-the-vote efforts. Virginia is one of only two states electing a new governor this year. Democrats are eager to prove they can harness anti-Trump energy into success at the polls, while Republicans are looking to show they have a winning blueprint in a blue-leaning state. Election Day is tomorrow. The polls open at 6 a.m. The final Wasson poll released Monday morning shows Democrat Ralph Northam with a 6-point lead over Republican Ed Gillespie and a Democratic sweep of the state's three top offices, WCVE's Charles Fishburn reports.
It is Wasson's fifth tracking survey this series, and each has shown Northam ahead, this time at 51.2% to Gillespie's 46.8%. Assistant Director Rachel Bitterkofer.
That's notable because it's outside of the margin of error.
Suffolk University's poll Thursday showed a tighter race with Northam by 4, but Wasson this morning says independents are breaking for the Democrats.
Northam has a 13-point advantage with independent voters.
Aside from independents, Wasson says likely voters are firmly in their partisan corners. The survey also shows Democrats winning both Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General, but by smaller margins. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Voter turnout, of course, is key for the candidates, but how many voters will show up on Election Day? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope looks at turnout projections.
As the election approaches, political people will invariably say something to the effect of it'll all come down to turnout. The candidate with the most votes wins. Jeff Scully at the University of Virginia Center for Politics says looking at recent election cycles can offer a window into the kind of turnout we'll see on Election Day.
It looks like somewhere between 40% and about 45% of registered voters usually show up for a gubernatorial election in Virginia, at least based on recent gubernatorial contests.
Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says the difference between those two numbers will likely be the difference between winning and losing for the candidate at the top of the ticket.
If turnout is closer to 40% this year, that's a good day for Ed Gillespie. If it's closer to 45%, that's a good day for Ralph Northam. So the magic line between a Democratic victory and a Republican victory is somewhere in the lower 40% range.
One factor that may end up helping Democrats, the primary between Northam and Tom Perriello had the highest turnout of any primary that wasn't a presidential primary in the history of Virginia. Turnout on the Republican side was significantly lower. Michael Pope.
It's open enrollment season for health care via the Affordable Care Act, and while uncertainty over federal policy has meant a big jump in prices, it's also meant a jump in subsidies. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has details.
Albemarle County has seen the steepest rise in prices on the healthcare marketplace. Insurance for a family of four could cost more than $3,000 a month.
Obviously, that's a whole lot of money.
Jill Hankin runs Enroll Virginia, a group that helps people sign up for plans.
The premiums in silver plans have been ratcheted up significantly in Virginia.
That's hitting people who don't qualify for subsidies the hardest. Under the ACA, insurance companies have to give discounts to poorer people. President Trump decided the federal government wasn't going to reimburse companies, so they're making the money elsewhere, charging more for those middle-of-the-road plans.
But that also means the tax credits have gone up.
That's the good news for people making less than $48,000 a year.
So people are finding that they're getting even larger tax credits than previous years, and you are able to use those tax credits to purchase a silver plan, a bronze plan, or even a gold plan.
There are so many variables, there's no way to really know your options until you go online and shop around. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Monday.